Dana Gould. He started his stand-up comedy career when he was only 17, and Dana has been busy ever since. When he's not performing stand-up, he's acting, writing, and working as a voice artist. Dana has performed several voices on The Simpsons and served as a writer for the show. Dana is also the host of the popular podcast, The Dana Gould Hour. These days, Dana keeps busy turning his obsession with the Planet of the Apes movie franchise into comedy gold. Remember Dr. Zaius, the intelligent and very evolved orangutan from the Apes films? The one who served as the Minister of Science and the Chief Defender of the Faith? Well, now this character has a whole new career thanks to Dana. Dr. Z is now hosting his own YouTube talk show, Hanging with Dr. Z.
This monkey means business. Doctor, we'll see you now.
Dana, hello!
Dana, what was it about the Planet of the Apes franchise that you found so fascinating?
That is a great question, and I wish I had an answer for it.
I wish you did, too. Can you make something up?
Well, I did. Yeah, I can. I remember very clearly. I have a visual memory. I remember very clearly driving by the drive-in theater in my hometown and seeing Beneath the Planet of the Apes on the marquee. And my dad must have said it because I was too young to read. I was like 4 or 5. But it just rang a bell. Like, that sound, that Planet of the Apes, there's something about it I found interesting. The next year in 1971, I was 6. I saw the next movie, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, was playing, and I made them take me, which was no small feat for a 6-year-old. And I just, there's something, you know, some people, it's baseball or the Beatles or, you know, whatever it is that rings your bell the loudest. I always found something, there's something about the concept and the visual style of the makeup that I just found very compelling. That said, if you walked into my house, you wouldn't know this. Like, I'm not a lunatic. Yeah, I have kids. I have a life. I just have a weird connection to it that I really can't explain.
But you didn't see the original Planet of the Apes till what? After you'd seen the second and third movie?
Yeah, exactly. I saw Escape from the Planet of the Apes in the summer of 1971, Battle for the Planet of the Apes in the summer of 1973, and then Planet of the Apes I saw on TV in September of 1973 when it premiered. And don't think I wasn't aware that it was coming on television.
Mm-hmm. And were you aware of the ending, the twist ending of the original?
I was not. I was, for a 9-year-old, appropriately moved.
You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
Yeah, and while you were working as a writer on the Ben Stiller show, you used your obsession with Planet of the Apes to create content for the show. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I wrote a sketch called Planet of the Apes, the musical, which was an advertisement for the musical, as they do like when Hamilton comes to town, like, you know, and they show little clips from it. And, you know, Hamilton at the Apollo Theater for 3 weeks only.
Yeah, it was gonna be like and audience testimonials too, right?
Yeah,
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
It was the Hamilton-esque thing ever.
Yeah.
And so I thought that would be a funny, Planet of the Apes, the musical would be really funny. And Ben is a fan. It would do three things. Ben is a fan, so he would want to do it. I would get to wear the makeup, which would be cool. And I would get a sketch into the show. So, and then the other sketch, because normally what you do in the show is we'd have a sketch at the in the first half, and then you'd need a sketch in the second half. And I thought, free sketch. From the producers of Planet of the Apes, the musical, Dr. Zaius is Mark Twain tonight. You know, I'll be in the makeup. I'll be on the set. But it was literally very pragmatic. I'm going to be in the makeup. We're not going to have to build another set. We're not going to have to do a company move. You know, all of the financials lined up. So it's a great 2 jokes for the price of one. And then we got canceled.
Yeah. And then you guys won an Emmy.
After we got canceled, we won an Emmy.
So where did the idea of dressing up as Dr. Zaius come from?
What do you mean? You know, one of the great things about being in show business, if you're me, is that you get to do all of these things that you're interested in and that you like, and you get to be a part of the world. I'm very good friends with this guy, a guy named Greg Nicotero, who's a special effects makeup artist and one of the producers and directors of The Walking Dead. And the first thing Greg ever directed was a short movie called The United Monster Talent Agency, which was sort of like a old Pathé newsreel, like, here's how the magic in Hollywood works. And it was, the premise was that all of the monsters that you see were just real, and they worked for this talent agency, and they would get sent out on auditions.
And while vampires, ghosts, and werewolves are still the stuff of nightmares, UMTA is moving boldly into the future, thanks to the miracles of atomic age super science.
By human idiots, stop that!
And that was the motivation behind doing Planet of the Apes the musical, was just like, I wanted to do the makeup and see what that was like and play it. So years and years go by, and I'm on the phone with John Hodgman, who you probably know.
Yeah, we've had him on the show,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, Hodgman's awesome. He had found online a photo of James Whitmore from Planet of the Apes reading Mark Twain's biography on the set of the movie. It's a pretty famous behind-the-scenes photo. And he did like an internet competition, like, can somebody show me Dr. Zaius doing Mark Twain? And we were on the phone talking about something completely irrelevant. And I said to him, I saw that thing. That's so funny. I wrote that as a sketch 20 years ago. Huh. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, yeah, I wrote that. I wrote Dr. Zaius doing Mark Twain as a sketch for Stiller. We never did it. And then he just said, do you want to do it at my show at Sketchfest, which is this festival in San Francisco, comedy festival? And my instinct was to go, that sounds like a lot of work. But then I thought, well, wait a minute. I'm friends with Greg and special effects guys. Here's what I knew. Because I was going to do it with KNBFX, the makeup would be flawless. Mm-hmm. And because the makeup would be flawless, there would be two giant laughs. There would be the initial laugh when I walk out, and then there would be a secondary laugh when people realized that it wasn't just a mask, that it was really the makeup. And because you don't see that in real life. And as a comedian, I just got very greedy to get those laughs. I just wanted those laughs. So I said, yeah, hang on a minute. And literally the conversation was this fast. I was like, call Greg Nicotero. Hey, Greg, it's Dana. Is there somebody over there that I can pay to do a movie-level Dr. Zaius makeup on me? It's going to be in San Francisco, but I'll fly him up, put him up, take care of all the expenses, but I need somebody to do it. Yeah, hang on a minute. Yeah, sure, Andy, we'll do it. You know, it was just that fast. It was just that fast. And I did it, and you can see this on YouTube if you YouTube Dr. Zaius, Mark Twain. And I will say it was that happened. I walked out, and there was a laugh, and then I started talking, and there was a huge laugh.
When I was a boy in Hannibal, Missouri, my comrades and I had but one goal. The destruction of the vile pestilence known as man. And to be a steamboatman.
And it was just really good. And I thought that would be the end of it. And then Joel Hodgson called me and said, hey, would you want to do Dr. Zaius for the Mystery Science Theater Telethon? And then somebody else said, hey, I'm doing a Christmas show at this theater. Would you want to do a song as Dr. Zaius? And then people kept calling me to do it. And it turned into this weird side business. And we did some really funny stuff. We did him as Elvis. I hosted a political benefit as Zelvis. And it was him in an Elvis jumpsuit. And we sang songs. He did karate moves. The thing where the character really clicked in was...
Mm-hmm. Let me guess. Can I guess when it was?
Yeah, sure.
Was it when you joined Ben Mankiewicz on Turner
Classic
Movies?
That's exactly
right.
There
you go.
That's
all right,
exactly
proceed.
Right. How did you know that?
Bill, I do my research.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Turner Classic Movies was doing a thing called Fathom Events, where they show an old feature in theaters across the country on the same day. And they usually have somebody from the movie, and they interview them before, and then they show the movie. They were doing Planet of the Apes, and somebody, I think Ben, who's a pretty savvy comedy guy, had seen it and said, could we interview Dr. Zayas? And I was like, yeah, hell, sure. I did it, and yeah, and it wasn't even a conscious thing. I was just like, but he's, I was like, okay, he's going to be interviewed. I'm going to play it as like he's an actor, and this is a movie that he did. And just play it like when I was a kid, you'd watch like when Orson Welles was on the Merv Griffin show. They're always name-dropping, but they're not name-dropping. It's just they don't know people that aren't famous. And I'm very enamored of that era of show business. I'm much more interested in 1970 than in 2025.
Doctor, how did you come to be cast in the film?
Well, it's actually a very fascinating story, but this is neither the time nor the place. I'm joking. I was in a play. I was just an actor. I was in With Six You Get Egg Roll at the Pasadena Playhouse with very young Lindsay Wagner. And she, by the way, if you ever get a chance, a delight.
Okay.
A dear.
And it just, it wrote itself. And I actually think that's the only way you can do it. And then that became his character. I got to use my vast warehouse of worthless knowledge about old showbiz and use it and create this weird, goofy character. Then you cut to the pandemic, and I'm talking to Rob Cohen. We were going to do a little documentary about Dr. Zayas along the lines of Henry Miller is... Awake and Asleep, I think is the name of it, or Alive and Awake or something. And it was just like a day in the life of Henry Miller, starting with him getting out of bed. And we thought that'd be funny with Dr. Zayas rattling around his Hollywood mansion. But then Rob, he just went, why don't we just do like his talk show? Like it was a 70s talk show. And I was like, bang, that's it.
From deep in the heart of the San Fernando Valley, it's Hanging with Dr. Z. Tonight, Steven Weber, with Rusty Steele and the Steel Wheels. This monkey means business. The doctor will see you now.
Hello. Hey. Wow. Okay. Thank you very much. Good evening. Welcome to the show. You're watching Hanging with Dr. Z, and I'm Dr. Z. Thank you very much. We have Rusty Steele and the Steel Wheels over there. How are you, Rusty? Did you get a good night's sleep?
I finally did get a good night's sleep. I tried a new technique, which really worked for me.
And what's that?
Weeping.
So we did the device that they used on Space Ghost. They did it on Space Ghost because Space Ghost was animated. We did it because we wanted people to be safe. So the guests would be in another room and I would talk to them on a TV screen. The reason the show is as good as it is, and it is very good.
Yes.
Is because, you know, we have access to really brilliant people, and we like a fun environment. We like work to be fun and easy. So people are happy to work for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's weirdly beautiful.
Yep. Weirdly beautiful. I think we could also say it's beautifully weird. What would you say is Dr. Zayas's best interview so far? Can you single out one?
I can see a couple. I thought that the Steven Weber interview was great. I didn't realize exactly how funny he was until I was interviewing him. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can play AAA ball. I didn't know.
Yeah. A couple other quick questions. Tim Daly, yes or no?
Yeah, he's the handsomest man in North America.
So. That's a Hollywood no,
yeah.
Just so you know.
Right. Yes is no.
And he's related to Tyne Daly.
He is. They're a brother and sister.
And she was in a little movie called The Enforcer with Dirty Harry.
Yeah, that's right, Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry himself, yeah. Clint Eastwood.
That's right, yeah.
Who taught men how to be men.
Has he done this show?
Clint has not done the show yet, but I'm going to get him as soon as he wraps up this season of Tales of the Crypt.
I love the commercial parodies on each episode. My favorite is the Gert Frobe one. Can you tell us about that one?
Yes. Gert Frobe's Goldfinger Colonoscopy Chalet was an idea, and the original design was by Chris Chapin. Chris wrote some text to it. I revised the text, and then Mike Upchurch made it into a commercial. I say that because it was really like everybody who was creative had a hand in it.
With state-of-the-art medical equipment, GERD is setting the gold standard for healthy entrails. Yours, that is. With our highly trained anesthesiologists, your fears will drift away on a cloud of Delta 9 nerve gas. Gert Frobe's Goldfinger Colonoscopy Chalet. It's an odd job, but somebody's got to do it.
I wanted to ask you what is next for Dr. Zayas and for Dana Gould. You mentioned that a 30-minute show is not off the table.
Yeah, there's a couple things. We'll be showing scenes later in the season of the movie he made with David Koechner called Del Monte and Flip Flop, which is a fictional movie that's not made, but we do have the trailer. It's basically like a 70s, like Charlie Varick. It stars Dr. Z, David Koechner, Joe Don Baker, Norman Fell, and all those.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Dana Gould, thank you very much for joining us today. Congratulations to you and Dr. Z on all of your success.
Oh, thank you very much. And
you're a mutant.
Dana Gould is a comedian, actor, and the man behind the orangutan on the YouTube talk show Hanging with Dr. Z. You can find out more about Dana and Dr. Z at wpr.org/beta.
I look familiar. I look ordinary. I look like everybody's third grade friend, right? And they're like, oh, I get called every name. Hey, Violet, I haven't seen you in 40 years. No, I'm not Violet.
Do you know anyone who has one of those faces that make you trust them right away? Well, Erica Krause does. She joins us next to share the powerful story of how her face led to a gig as a private investigator for a landmark case. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.